You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it's going to be crazy how many emails I'm going to get to this hour, because we have 16 to go. Chris, I promised 20. Oh, 15 to go. Man, I've been so on point. 2 hours, got five done. 1 hour left. I need to get 15 done. So we're going to have to change some things and maybe the pacing of the show. Remember, if you miss any part of the Jesse Kelly Show, they podcast the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Let's get to some more emails. Gosh, I've gotten to so many. Jesse, I like to think of myself as a rational human being. Have enjoyed your show, Twitter feed, and overall perspective slash humor regarding the state of our country. Your burger recipe took it to another level. It is and will be the only way we make one in our household. But your stance against ricotta cheese has turned me into a Jesse Kelly soldier, willing to fight on the front lines politically and at the dinner table. I was always the difficult one for asking for the lasagna dish to be made without it. Finally, the voice of reason. Screw ricotta cheese. I'm done with it, all right? And yeah, lasagna. How good would lasagna be? You have the nice little sheets of pasta and then some sort of a meat sauce. And then you got all this mozzarella in there, and it's just bursting with parsley and flavors. You know what we need? Some foul cheese paste. Let's ruin lasagna with it. So we're moving on from that. Oh, I did love this from Al Gore. These people. You know, have you ever noticed? From virtually every subject, actually, this applies to. From COVID to so many other things. All these horrible things are happening. It's just that you personally can't see it. I promise they're happening. You can't see it. Remember during COVID? Hospitals are overwhelmed. Millions are dying. Let me ask you something. Would you ever see that? No. I didn't say you saw a story about it on the news. I didn't say you saw something about it on social media. Did you ever see the hospitals overwhelmed? Did you ever see people around you dropping like flies? Now, I know some people got sick. Everyone knew someone who got COVID. I got COVID. Everyone got it. But did you see this huge pandemic, or did you hear about the huge pandemic? Huh. They do the same thing with climate change, global warming all the time. No, I know you don't feel it. You're just sitting there and everything seems kind of normal. But did you know? The polar ice caps are melting. Well, that seems like that's one they roll out all the time. Why do they always roll out the polar ice caps, though? Why? Because you can't see them. You're not at one of the North Poles. You're not at the South Pole. Even Kamala's not at one of the poles, believe it or not. You can't see it. So they tell you that all the time, which is why I love rants like this by Al Gore at the WEF.
And the accumulated amount
is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these...
Boiling the oceans? Now, look, hey, I'm not Jimmy Buffett here, but I spend a lot of time at the ocean, or as much time around water as I can. You know, I'm just a water person. Lakes, oceans, I love it. I get around it every chance I get. We went to the beach for Christmas time. I love the ocean. Try to get out on a boat as much as possible. I spent a ton of time in the ocean, and I have missed the boiling water. Huh. In fact, last couple times I was in it, it seems cold almost. But I'm sure that probably your experience as well, but you should understand it's boiling somewhere. No. You haven't seen it, but just out of your view, just over the horizon, you just can't quite see it yet. It's boiling. I don't see any climate change. I see just patterns in the weather, but there have always been patterns in the weather. This doesn't see it, but that's because you're not at the North Pole watching the ice caps melt. It'll be Waterworld any minute. It's always a disaster, just not one you can't quite see. So you need these people to describe the disaster for you, just like COVID, just like COVID. Chris, apparently the show is going to be an anti-communist dating show. And I was originally hesitant about this. And then I decided, isn't this a good thing? We are bringing anti-communists together to go get married and make babies. What, Chris? It can be the meet and greet for the book signings at the bar. That's brilliant. An anti-communist meetup. So here we go. Once again, this one is going to apply to, well, she says Houston is where she is, but I'm assuming, look, a dime will move if you're in Texas or in the vicinity. That doesn't mean if you're in Nolens, you should be ignoring this. Here she is. Dear matchmaker Jesse, given your latest success at matchmaking, I'm submitting my dating resume to be shared with your male listeners between the ages of 32 and 38. Fellas, that doesn't mean if you're 40, don't shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. These women never know what they want. Anyway, she goes on to say, I'm not exactly sure what this will mean, but you know, freedom is not free. Her name, I'm not actually going to give out her name. Her age is 34. Political party, anti-communist. I already love this woman. She's in Houston. She said, looks a dime. I love that. Favorite food is Jesse Kelly burgers. Favorite religion, Jesus. She even throws in what, Chris? Her favorite sheets are Giza. Sandwich making skills, 10 out of 10. She says, of note, I'm unvaxxed, never married. I have no kids, although I too am ready to procreate and breed some more anti-communists. Be it known that if I have any faults, it's that I love a good meatloaf and have yet to switch to Pure Talk. Get on it, woman! She says what she's looking for is anti-communist, a believer in Christ. Sorry, Chris, you need not apply. She wants a leader and a protector. I know you're married, Chris, but I didn't know if it was working out, all right? I didn't want to pry. Anyway, gun owner, preferably unvaxxed. Lover of history is a plus. So, there you go. Chris, I'm going to set this one aside too. Maybe we'll get somebody in Texas to track down or interested in this dime. I'm totally down for being, I was against it. I'm totally down for being the anti-communist dating show. No, hear me out, Chris. What have we said 1,000 times over? And it is true. Yeah, they own all the institutions and they have all this and they have all that. We talk about all the problems. But here's something you can take heart in. These people, for many reasons, they're not breeding. They're not making more of themselves. They're not breeding. They've all gone LGBTQ Air Force, or they're on the 19th booster shot, so everything is just shriveled up and dead at this point in time. These people aren't breeding. Plus, remember, these are all the people who were on record saying people, having people on the planet is actually a poison, so they feel like they're doing the Earth well by not breeding. They're not breeding. How do we win long term? We get married and we make babies. Get married and make babies. We will outbreed these people. Shoot, I've got a story here. I can't find it because I don't do prep work for the show. But there's a story somewhere. It'll probably be in headlines at the end. China's got a huge problem. Their population's on decline. They're not breeding. You want to beat the Chi-Coms? Go get married and make a bunch of babies. Make a bunch of anti-communist babies out there. Huh. How about that, Chris? And don't abort it. That's important. It's not just the procreation part, the getting married and procreation part. That's the fun part. Have the baby as well and raise it. Love that baby as God's child as it is. Preborn is out there providing that opportunity to women across the country. Women in the worst neighborhoods who don't think they have options. Those neighborhoods, the heavy abortion neighborhoods, that's where Preborn goes and sets up their pro-life clinics. Did you know that? You know that? Right in the belly of the beast. They offer these women free ultrasounds. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life. It costs Preborn $28. It doesn't cost the young lady anything. $28 buys that ultrasound. $140 buys five of them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or dial #250 and say baby, okay? Sponsored by Preborn. Jesse, we heard the term living in the shadows, or we hear the term living in the shadows all the time, yet our federal, state, and local governments roll out the red carpet for every single illegal that crosses the border. Need a phone? You got it. Need a ride? You got it. Medical care? Absolutely. Food? You got it. Housing? Got it. Cash? Got it. They're not living in the shadows. Well, yes, this goes along the lines with that feminist line. The real president, Jill Biden, uses this line all the time about how women have been silenced for so long. We've been silenced. They shut us up. American women never shut up. They never stop talking at all. Every time you turn around, there's a woman in your face screaming about this or complaining about this, or they're all over TV talking about how oppressed they are and the wage gap and we can't do this and the glass ceiling this, yet they talk about being silenced. Illegal immigrants should be treated like crap. I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable, but they should be treated like crap because they're illegal and they're here intentionally violating our illegal immigration laws. The conditions illegal immigrants should be held in, if they're held at all, should be little better than a prison. And they're only held there until they are sent back from whence they came. That is an actual immigration policy that a sane country interested in surviving would enact. But since we live in the United States of America and we have somehow filled this country up with communists who hate the place, we do roll out the red carpet for them. Oh, come on in. Oh, I'm sorry your bed's uncomfortable. How about an Xbox? Here's a free phone. Let's get you a place to stay. The Statue of Liberty has an inscription after all. Friggin' idiotic. All right. Pilots and EKGs and many more emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and this song's overrated. I don't care who says it. It's one of the most overrated, overplayed songs out there. Chris, it goes right along the lines of that Frampton song. I want you to want me. I need you. It's no. It's the same kind of song. It's okay. It's not more than okay. It gets play all the time, like it's the Stairway to Heaven. It's not that. All right. It's not that. Stairway to Heaven is not overplayed. You're overplayed, Chris. You're overplayed. All right. Back to the Jesse Kelly Show. Okay, I want to give credit to Steve Kirsch. I don't know who that is, but apparently he has a Substack and he did some digging on it. The FAA has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned, very concerned. In case you missed it, the major airlines all put in a vaccine mandate. I know because there was this huge revolt within the airline industry. My emails are full of these commercial airline pilots. They tried to join forces to stop this mandate, but they were unsuccessful in doing so. And now we have a bunch of pilots out there flying the friendly skies with hearts that may not be doing that well. And when you combine that with this little tidbit, this is a pilot. The male voice you're going to hear on this is a pilot. And he's describing all these world leaders at Davos. They want to reduce those CO2 emissions and stuff like that. And these are all the major pharmaceutical companies, right? Well, I want you to listen to one of the requirements these world leaders have for their private jet pilots?
The U.S. Freedom Flyers, Josh Yoder, he's the head president of the U.S. Freedom Flyers. He said they're getting calls now from wealthy businessmen and companies to fly their executives around on business jets with unvaccinated crew. Now, they get the luxury of being able to choose because there are still a large amount of crew available in the United States who are not vaccinated because the companies they work for didn't mandate it. And
yes,
these wealthy businessmen are requiring unvaccinated crew on their business.
Oh, that's good. So buckle up tight next time you hop on that Delta Airlines flight. No, but let's hope they got an extra pilot and maybe a defibrillator. Defibrillator? I said that right the first time, Chris. Gosh, my community college was so underrated. What, Chris? Almost 3 years of community college credits. Good luck matching that kind of education. Crazy timing. This is an email. Again, just churning through emails. Crazy timing. You've been talking about adopting a couple times over the past few weeks. We are pregnant with our second kid and just found out we won't be able to have any more after this. We want to raise a big family of anti-communists, and you happen to talk about it at the same time. I heard someone call in today that it's easier and less expensive than people think. Can you direct your audience in this process? No, I cannot direct my audience in this process. But like we always do on this show, when I don't know something, which is such a rarity, but when I don't know something, we find someone who does. So let me ask you something. I'm asking a favor of you, all right? Jesse@JesseKellyShow is the email address. I never did it. You know, I wished I had, but adoption is just the most blessed thing you can do for another human being. Taking somebody out of a terrible situation and what is possibly going to be a very terrible future and giving them love and a life and just changing someone's life, right? We joke all the time about
changing people's lives.
But that really is changing someone's life. If there's somebody in the audience, and I'm sure there is, somebody in the audience who can maybe walk people through the adoption process by email, I will read it on the air. But, hear me out, but I did not ask you for a college thesis. If it's more than one page, I'm gone. If you look at it and it's 10 paragraphs, I'm gone. Dumb this down for people. Make this simple. People are busy. People are in traffic. People are making dinner. People are working out. Keep this to some bullet points so I can walk people through it step by step. Make it something I can walk someone through in 5 minutes. We should be out there adopting kids. We should. That's something we should be doing. That's a good thing. I'm not putting pressure on you. I'm not doing it, so I'm not telling you to do something I'm not doing. But that's, man, there's nothing more wonderful than that. So let's help each other out. If you know, if you've gone through it or you're an expert on it, maybe you work in that industry, give me a dumbed down email and I will read it tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Oh, symmetrical one. Heavy D is evolving to shore up his perceived weakness. He's taking criticism and learning. He's been seen as aloof and perceived as unwilling to engage in standard retail politics. A Politico article today recounts how he worked a room of donors, so on and so forth. I don't think retail politics wins presidential elections, but it shows Heavy D will take good advice, absorb critique, change his behavior, shore up weaknesses, so on and so forth. He's getting stronger and better. This is important. This is how we win. He says his name is Adam. Okay, let's talk some Heavy D here for a minute. Now, I'm going to tell you some things I know. All right, when I tell you when I have a theory or when I'm doing one of my stupid Oracle predictions or something like that, and I also tell you when I know something. But just by virtue of doing this job, I get to know enough people in the political industry that I now know certain things. Many of these, most of them I can share with you, even if I have to withhold names and stuff like that. Whenever I have the inside scoop, I give you the inside scoop. I'm about to give you a little inside scoop stuff on Heavy D, on Ron DeSantis of Florida, on his run at the presidency, on his strengths, on his weaknesses. We're about to talk about this in a frank way. Again, if you're a hardcore Heavy D person, maybe this will hurt to hear. Maybe you'll love to hear it. I don't know. I'm going to give you what I know, all right? Now, before I do that,
I want you to do something for me. I want you to stop cheating yourself. Because your garbage sheets that you bought at Target, you deserve better than that, all right? Especially when Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow are on sale. Because MyPillow, they share your values. They push your values. Mike Lindell out there taking it on the chin, getting surrounded by the FBI, and he still doesn't stop. On top of that, they churn out the best products ever, and they have these sales all the time. Giza Dream Sheets, lowest price ever right now. You can get them as low as $29.98. Go get a couple sets of Giza Dream Sheets, man. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What is this, Chris? What is this? Dragon Force is the name of the band. I think we've had this talk on the air before, haven't we? Dragon Force? Is this a modern band? You don't know at all? Dragon, it sounds sweet. Dang, that should have been the name of our band. Dragon Force. I want a Dragon's Force. That'd be sweet. All right, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's talk about Heavy D, because the email said, he's getting better at retail politics. And I told you I'm going to tell you some things I know. Here are some things I know. One, is Heavy D going to get in? Is he not going to get in? Heavy D's already in. Heavy D has created a presidential campaign team and has been angling to run for office, to run for president, and he's done this a long time ago. I don't care what... Well, I didn't hear him say... I don't care. I'm telling you what I know. Your opinion on this part of it doesn't matter because I'm telling you what I know. But this is what I know.
I know the people on his team. I know they're running. No, I don't know him personally. I've never met him, nor do I care to meet him. Again, I don't wave anyone's pom-poms. I was at Mar-a-Lago for a different event, and I didn't want to meet Trump. Well, I should say I didn't ask to meet him. It's not like I would have shunned him. I would have shaken his hand, taken a picture, whatever. But they ask, you know, hey, do you want to meet him? I said, no, I'm good. No, I want a decent steak and I want to leave. No, I don't wave pom-poms. But I'm telling you, I know this. He's running already. That's one. Two, I know several people who not only know him personally, they have spent a significant amount of time with him and knew him a long time ago. And still today. And I'm telling you right now, if you're a Ron DeSantis fan, this may hurt. If you hate his guts and you're hardcore in Trump's corner, this will make you feel good. There's different types of intelligence. There are different types of intelligence. As you know, I'm not an intelligent person. But with people, I'm pretty good. If I get in a room and I have to work a room with some people, I can work a room with some people. All right, I can do that. Look, that's my youngest son. My youngest son, that kind of way, just has a people IQ that's off the charts. He could sit down. He's 12 years old. He could sit down at a dinner table with us as adults. You wouldn't think, oh, who's this annoying kid? You'd think this kid's freaking hilarious. He's just very sharp, very good with people. The kid knows nothing about geography. It's actually amazing. He has straight A's in school. He asked me if Paris was a country the other day. He's 12. I thought he was messing with me. I almost grounded him. I thought he was joking. He looks at places and it just doesn't make sense to him. It doesn't go in. My oldest son is different when it comes to his passions. He's more of a, he likes to draw. He likes to run. He likes to swim. I've never seen a human being in my life who is better about knowing locations and places. If you drive with my son one time in the car, I call him the human GPS. He can get you there and he can get you home again. It is amazing. Nope, I know that. I know that. I know that. He'll read a textbook about animals and he knows all the facts that are in it. They have different kinds of IQs. Donald Trump's people IQ is off the charts. He is dripping with charisma. I don't care if you hate him. It doesn't matter to me at all. I hate Barack Obama. Barack Obama was dripping with charisma. Charisma matters. Trump has loads of it. Heavy D has none. None. And close friends of his that know him personally will tell you he's always been this way. There are these stories going around about Heavy D, and you may love it, you may hate it, but still, it's probably not good. Heavy D has, you get major donors when you become a big shot governor running for president. You get people who will stroke you a check for your campaign pack or whatever. Hey, here's $100,000. Here's $500,000. Go run for president. Right, that's a major donor. That means that guy, you don't want to do him any favors. You don't want to be crooked, but he kind of needs a phone call and maybe a personal thank you. And if he shows up at one of your events, he really needs a little personal time with him. You got to give that guy a hug and take a picture with that guy and thank him and maybe even take him for a steak. Heavy D just ignores him. He didn't care about him at all. Now, if you're one of these drain the swamp types like me and you, you love that, right? He can't be bought. That's good. Man, you got to get better than that to be president, okay? That guy, even if he's in it for the cause, he's going to chafe at not getting a phone call, not getting a, oh, he shouldn't. You're right, he shouldn't, but that's not reality. That's not how people work. Heavy D struggles with people. That is going to be an issue. You say it's not going to be an issue, but that's because you're a hardcore who doesn't vote on that. I'm a hardcore who doesn't vote on that. Charisma does matter. Barack Obama was a two-term president because of it. An absolute, committed, dyed-in-the-wool, America-hating communist with so many anti-American radicals who raised him, he would never have been qualified to get a security clearance in this government, and yet he was president not once, but twice, with views radically outside of the norm of this country. Why? Because daggone, he was charming. Being president is a popularity contest. It's why Donald Trump was there too. The dude drips charisma. I'm not saying Heavy D can't get better, but that's the opinion portion of it. He has to get better. It's not an opinion that he sucks at it. The opinion is he has to get better to be president. Is he improving that? I don't know. How do you improve your IQ on certain things? Chris was just messing during the commercial break. He was under the desk in his weirdo control room with all these computers and buttons and knobs. And he was on there like touching wires and doing all kinds of things. And I joked with him. I said, hey, you need a hand? And he just got up and laughed in my friggin' face because no one wants me in there helping. I couldn't do it. You can say I could learn. I would disagree with you. It's not how my mind works. I can't look at all these knobs and buttons and wires. They don't make any sense to me. It might as well be in Chinese, Mandarin, sorry. But it doesn't make any sense to me. I can't change what I'm good at and what I'm bad at. Can he? I don't know. All right. Well, hey, all I know is this. We need a high TGOP. That's what I know. No more low TGOP. A high TGOP. I know we need the entire GOP on a male vitality stack from Chalk. And I also know, as someone who is starting to finally get older, not a young man anymore, I know that energy levels change. I'm experiencing this now as I get older. Sometimes that cup of coffee in the afternoon seems like a necessity, doesn't it? Ladies, you know what a male vitality stack can do for you? Natural herbal supplements from Chalk, and you can start being full of pep again at 2 in the afternoon. Fellas, same thing for you. Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. Lit powder with vitamins and minerals that you need every morning. Chalk is how we live better. Chalk is how we avoid the doctor. Chalk is how we have the energy to keep going and fighting these scumbag communists every day. They have subscriptions 35% off. Not 5, not 10, not even 20. 35%. You cancel them anytime. If it doesn't do what I tell you, cancel it. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, and get one today. 3 months. Take it for 3 months, and then you email me and tell me how you feel. I love my emails I get from the Chalk people. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. Dear Dr. Jesse, is listening to an audiobook equivalent to reading a physical book? I'm constantly listening to audiobooks, but my wife claims it doesn't count because I'm not sitting down with a physical book. She considers it blasphemy to say I read when I only listen to it. Do you have an opinion? You didn't read a book. You listened to a book. No, don't say that, Chris. You didn't. No. It's not the same information, Chris. It's not that. Look, I'm just being a snob about it because I love to read. Look, we talk about different types of people. Maybe you're the type of person who absorbs through audio. Maybe you're the person who absorbs orally. I absorb visually. When I read something, I absorb it. What, Chris? Stop asking me that, Chris. Chris just asked me if my book, which is, I'll be able to make the announcement, I think within two weeks, maybe less than 2 weeks, I'll be able to make the announcement. We're finalizing everything. It got approved and whatnot. Everyone keeps asking me if there's going to be an audio version. Am I going to read the audio version? I don't know of any plans to do that right now. I don't know that I have enough time. I don't know that I have enough voice. You know, you only have enough voice. You only have so much voice in any given day. And now I talk for 4 hours a day like a woman. I don't know that I'll be able to handle anything more. I don't know if I can do that. If I can do an audio version of it for you, I will. I will put it to you that way. If I can do it, I will. I told you I didn't really read the contract per se. I don't know. I mean, maybe an audiobook's already being recorded for all I know. I just don't know anything about it. All right. One more segment. I don't know, how many emails do we have to get to, Chris? Like 10 or something? I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Email roundup next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we don't have any time to waste because I've only got 9 emails done. I promised 20. I don't want to be a liar. So we don't have very much time, and I'm going to get to those. Before I get to those, though, I'm going to do this. Let's make sure we are putting our money in things that we can touch and feel, huh? I know, have you seen what they said about the housing market? There's a bunch of stats out there today about KB Homes and how the home builders are a great indicator of where we're going. You know, cancellations are at 68%. The previous high, 50. We haven't ever seen anything like this. Buy real estate from people who know real estate. done-for-you real estate. Not only are they hardcore anti-communists like us, they handle everything. They get it insured. They get the financing. They vet everything so you're not buying crap. They take care of the rental process, the closing. All you do is sit back and collect profits. Done-for-you real estate, all right? Doneforyoujesse.com. These are my friends. Keep that in mind when you call them. You can let them know. Doneforyoujesse.com. Hard things, things you can touch and feel. That market is not to be trusted. Real estate, all right? Real estate, gold, silver, land. That's where we put our money right now. Okay.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Dr. Jesse, if you could go back in time in any time period, Terminator style, and have to be there for at least a week, where would you go and how would you survive? Thanks. Love your show. I would most definitely go to ancient Roman times. I would wade into this, even if it killed me. I would wander through the streets of Rome. I would figure out things I could do to make money. Maybe I would fight in a gladiator tournament. And when I died, I would have a sweet story about dying. Jesse died doing time travel gladiator stuff, and it would be the greatest thing ever. Jesse, why do people fund presidential candidates that don't have a chance? I understand candidates running for access and publicity for their brand, but what about those who fund them? Well, a lot of these funds, when it comes to political candidates, remember this, it buys access to that candidate. That's one. Two, almost all political money is money that doesn't hurt. If I bring on some person, which I rarely do, running for office, and he's an anti-communist and you love him, you will give him $5. You will give him $50. Or maybe you'll give him $500. Whatever amount you will give him, it will be an amount that doesn't hurt because you have bills to pay. Well, that same thing applies to mega rich people, unlike you and me. There are people out there who can simply write a check for $500,000 and never know they lost it. So that's why they do it. Dear Menu Whisperer, what hot dog do you buy and what's on it? I buy the ballpark bun size all beef wieners. That's what I buy. I am a very traditional person when it comes to that. Ketchup, mustard. I like some diced onions. If I can get a spicy jalapeno relish on there, it's fine. Keep that garbage Chicago dog out of my face. And your Hebrew national dogs suck too, Chris. Jewish producer Chris, of course, supports the Hebrew national dogs. They suck. They're not the only ones. I just told you I eat all beef wieners. Those have to be kosher, Chris. I'm pretty sure Ballpark knows Jewish food. Dear Oracle, I remember some months ago you spoke about a city designated for the elites in East Germany. That city was called Wadzladung. I can't pronounce it. It starts with a W, W-A-I-D. It's pronounced it. Remember, the Communist Committee in East Germany, they didn't want to live in crappy East Germany either because communism sucks. So what did they do? Did they change policies to make it not suck? No, they simply built themselves a nice community, all walled in, so nobody could ever hurt them for living like hypocrites. They had restaurants, they had movie theaters, they had a lovely little neighborhood, because remember, communism is never for the people who actually enforce it and rule over it. Communism is simply for the peasants. Jesse, thank you for all you do for us. I can't tell you how much I enjoy your show. Love your history and military stories. I was wondering, did you ever kick yourself for not staying in and retiring? No, I never intended to stay in and do a lifetime thing. I only wanted to do one deployment. They tried to recruit me to stay and go military intelligence. They wouldn't promise me foreign language training, so I packed it up and packed it in and bailed. Yes, Chris, I did consider the mercenary thing briefly, but didn't want to murder poachers because I'd have to tell my mom and she would be upset. Sultry sounding Shogun. I've heard from people in the know that you have a symmetrical face like Denzel, and that's the reason for your stunning good looks. With that said, I don't think I've heard your humble opinion on your wonderful voice. Whenever I press play on your voice, I feel like I'm listening to somewhere between James Earl Jones and Samuel Elliott. Your audience would love to hear your unbiased opinion on the quality of your voice. Actually, I have a little story about this. I don't think there's anything to my voice. I understand people like my voice. I don't know why, but I do have a funny story about this, about God working in mysterious ways. I was running for Congress a long time ago in Tucson. You longtime listeners will remember this story. And there was a big show there in Tucson called John Justice. Now, he's still my buddy. He does a big morning show up in Twin Cities News Talk in Minneapolis. Does a great morning show. I love John. But John was the big cheese in Tucson. And as someone running for office, you wanted to get on the local conservative radio show. And John and I got to know each other. We got along well. So I would go on his show often, and I would oftentimes go down to the studio and be on there for a while. I'm campaigning for Congress. I'm waiting to go on John's show one day down at the studio. And in radio studios, it's really weird. Everyone I've ever been in, there are studios where people are doing a show, but there are all these studios that are just empty. It's like they're there for nothing. So I find an empty studio right across the hall from John's studio. And I was on the phone. You're always on the phone when you're running for office, trying to raise money, trying to do this, trying to do that. I was on the phone with somebody. Don't remember who I was talking to. The studio was empty. I hang up. It's just a bunch of chairs and microphones. I hang up. Some guy walks in and he asks me. I've never seen this person in my life before or since. And he asks me, are you in radio? I said, no. I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm running for Congress down there. And he said, okay, well, I'm a producer for ESPN Radio. You should definitely be in radio with a voice like that. And he turned around and he walked away. I'll never know that person's name. I guarantee he doesn't remember that conversation. I carried that conversation around with me for years. This is probably in 2008 this happened. Remember, I didn't get a radio show till 2018. But it was always in the back of my mind. Really? A radio voice? No way. I had no idea. How about that? Chris, I know there are 15, okay? Oracle, who came up with the idea to have listeners email questions and comments to you? That was both of our ideas. I think that was me and Chris. The emails are better because the emails, you don't get somebody having stage fright like you do on the phone. On the phone, I yell at you, no small talk. Don't ask me how I'm doing. But a lot of that stuff, a lot of what you hear in phone calls that you hate, a lot of the reason I don't take them, people get intimidated because you're just not used to talking to the whole country. All of a sudden, it's your voice. Oh, my gosh. And so it's, Jesse, love you. How you doing? Joe Biden. So he sucks. And it's terrible. In email, you never have that problem. You're not nervous. I may read it live on the air, and I do, but if you screw up a spelling or something like that, I'm never going to call you out. I don't even read the names of who emails in unless you tell me to. How about that? Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Should be noted, I did not get to 20 emails today, but I did get to 16, Chris. So in your dumb face, how about that to make up for apparently me being lax on Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays? We'll be back to have more fun tomorrow. Well, at least I will. I don't know about you. That's all.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.